It's your boy Enigma September, and this is the Enigma Sep Hour. Of course, it's your boy Enigma Sep. I'm here with my man Tony Cash.
What it do, bro?
No, I'm about to say sorry, Lord. I got it. I told YouTube already, so I'm telling the podcast. Man, Tony Cash, we go back, at least 24, almost 24 years now? Almost, yeah. That's about 95. So I know him as Low. You know what I mean?
Green.
You know what I mean? He's on that football field, Richard Hawk. Redskins, not Raiders.
You hear me, Redskin Nation.
JC, what up, bro? All right, my man, JC,
on the field, man.
No doubt. So, just to give y'all heads up, if you hear me say Low, I'm not talking about Big Low in Pensacola. I'm talking about my man Low, my man Tonio, a.k.a. Tony Cash, is where we at. So, we're going to get into it. My man JC in the building. I see you, West Side. What's up? What up? All right, welcome back. This is episode 48 of the Enigma Sep Hour. Of course, you know the podcast is powered by Freedom Train Radio. Freedom Train Radio is supported by PAX Inc., so big up to my man Joe Ward, man Patrick Irvine, doing their thing. If you're interested, boom. They got their podcast. It just dropped today. Y'all can go and listen to that too. You know what I mean? YouTube viewers, remember, hit that like, drop a comment, share. And most importantly, man, hit that subscribe button. Look, I don't want to call my numbers out, but it should be visible anyway. I'm at 99. Let's get to 100, man. Let's break. Let's get into these triple digits. So 100,000 one day. Boom. But at least let's get to that 100. So, look, if you don't have a YouTube profile, make a profile, hit that subscribe, become a subscriber. You know what I mean? Get to 100, and then the sky's the limit after that. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it. To my podcast listeners, you can find the live stream of the Enigma Sep Hour on YouTube. So you can hit that subscribe button at youtube.com/EnigmaSep927. And while you're at it, also holler at my man Big Low. You can check out his page at youtube.com/BigLowHipHop and peep out his Ill Coffee vlog. My man and winner got a mascot little intro joint, you know what I mean? Looking like PBS Key is in this bitch. Also, too, if you check out the episode we just did with DJ Body Slinger, they eating chicken wings. Hey, that's the content that my man coming with. But it's entertaining. You got his princes in there. You got Body Slinger princes in there. They all having fun. It's a good look, man. So you're on YouTube, man. Once you're done watching this episode and the other episodes, check out my man Big Low. Pretty sure you enjoy it. Libras are the best. Also, too, if you're interested, you can check out podcast listeners. You can check out the past 27 episodes of the Enigma Sep Hour at freedomtrainradio.com. Again, shout out to Pat. Shout out to Joe. You can also check it out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and pretty much anywhere that you can find podcasts. Also, too, make sure to hit the subscribe button on those apps. I know I listen to most of my podcasts on Google Podcasts. It's not an endorsement, but I listen to my podcast on Google Podcasts. Boom, hit that subscribe. You get the updates on your phone. So when it pop up on Monday, you already know. And, of course, if you haven't figured out yet, on the YouTube, you get more content in regards to me and the guests, and tonight, me and Lo. Get more content in our discussion. But on the podcast, you get to actually hear the music that's being played. So, boom, boom, boom. So, just do both, man. You know what I'm saying? And before we get up out of here, let me put my man Low so he can see himself, see how he's looking. You know what I mean? Also, too, yo, I'm still looking for drops. So, MP3 version, just say your name, who you are, your business, whatever, whatever. And then hit me with the "You are now listening to the Enigma Sep Hour. You got time." And just go from there. Simple as that. Super easy. Barely an inconvenience. Just send it to my email at enigmasep@gmail.com. Lo, you faded already? You good? Lo, looking at me like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I gave y'all a whole rundown, boy.
So I was hoping I want to keep it, I'm going to try to keep it as Tallahassee as possible. You know what I'm saying?
Straight up.
representing the South Side. You know what I mean? So, first track, my man J-Hawk. You know what I'm saying? He was on the show a couple years ago. Oh, were they on the show? I don't think they was on the show a couple years ago. I don't think it was on the original Nick Mustafa album. But he was on this show a few months ago. So I'm going to play his joint, Flogging. And he won't come back. This is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby.
Niggas getting strikes over street fame. Dice on the grind, that's a street game. In other words, gambling the street thing. If he ain't got the money, what he playing? They say I'm making funny because I peak game. But Genie must gon' see things. Stun for them hoes in the G-string. 850, I keep saying. Nigga be flogging, 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 flogging. Flogging, 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 flogging. The nigga be flogging, 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 flogging. Flogging, 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 flogging. Nigga wanna ride, but he can't though. Probably wanna try, but he ain't though. Stupid as he wanna be, he ain't though. Flodge around town like he can't go. Where? To the cemetery, much of where painful. He got one in the head, my whole thankful. If you don't see a nigga, be thankful. Talking that shit, bitch, I bang. Tell a nigga try it ain't buck yet. He must be high, nigga, fuck that. Situation bad for the whole count. EBT that nigga slime like a food stamp. I don't need a local to go loco. Fofo in the photo with my FOMO. Post up in the Rosa, nigga, solo. But it's 100 niggas post up at your dodo. Niggas getting strikes over street fame. Dice on the grind, that's a street game. In other words, gambling the street thing. If he ain't got the money, what he playing? They say I'm making funny cause I beat game. But Genie must gon' see things. Stun for them hoes in the G-string. 850, I keep saying. Flogging, 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 flogging. Flogging, 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 flogging. The nigga be flogging, 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 flogging. Flogging, 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 flogging. I can't even lie by the creek gang. These niggas taking lies over street fame. Toe five, don't need aim. Pick up the chopper, going live, gon' heat things. Your homeboy get your ass first, though. You let that nigga in through the front door. And now you slide to the pen in the front row. And he ain't even grab pen and little rope. Can't trust these niggas, man, fuck that. Say you got a deal with a cut check. It must be on the table where the cup's at. Fuck you drinking on. I ain't got a fake flaw, just hate. A word about the food on your plate. Ramen noodle, nigga, I eat steak. 850, I keep saying. Niggas getting strikes over street fame. Dice on the grind, that's a street game. In other words, gambling the street thing. If he ain't got the money, what he playing? They say I'm making funny cause I beat game. But Genie must gon' see things. Stun for them hoes in the G-string. 850, I keep saying. Flogging, flogging.
All right, we back. This is the Enigma Step. I was your boy, Enigma Step Timber. That was my man, J-Hop, with Flogging. You know what I mean? Southside representing Tally Ho. Rick is high. Again, I told you that my man, Tony Cash, in the building.
Tony Cash in the motherfucking building. What's happening? What's happening?
My man, happy he can cuss. Because it's not real radio. We're going to try to get my man a VA9. If you get a VA9, then he can't cuss. You got to be careful. Cause some people will go out there and try to cuss, and then we got to get rid of their ass.
Boy, I'm telling you. Boy, sometimes my mind has no filter. I'm telling you, man. That's why I had to ask you that. They're working a cuss on your
body. Yeah. We good. Ain't no FCC. This is the internet.
Like old sailor, boy.
I ain't no front. Now, if I want to monetize it, I ain't get to that point yet. I may, I think you still can, but it may hurt your pocket. So if I get big enough, if I get to 100 subscribers, then maybe I'm going to be like, hey, let's clean this up a little bit.
Trying to get 100,000.
All right, let's get to this hip-hop news of the week. It's Friday, so, of course, now in the new industry standard, you know what I'm saying, you got a bunch of albums that's dropping. So the first album Probably my favorite today. Yeah, pretty much. Dreamville got their Return of the Dreamers 3. Of course, Dreamville is J. Cole click. So it pretty much be like a compilation of all his artists or whatever and some other artists. Like a few months ago, they had like this big session. Like everybody.
That's a nightmare right there. I never knew who that was.
Yeah. Everybody came through. Yeah, a whole bunch of, it was a bunch of young cats too.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. They came through, had these sessions or whatever, and this album is the result of that session, of those sessions.
Okay.
And it was dope. It's dope. Granted, not everything. It's a lot of trap sounding beat, trap sounding songs, but because it's Dreamville, they still coming with the substance. So it's kind of like if J. Cole was Superman, he had a whole bunch of like Super Boys. Granted, the first track that hit you is now he got the baby on there. Shout out to the baby who was in Tallahassee last night.
Hey, shout out to the baby, man.
He wrote the shit.
That boy is active, boy.
Yeah. So the baby on the first track. Now, I thought it was JID on the hook because JID sounds like this rapper. But clearly, it wasn't J.I.D. It was actually Kendrick Lamar. So, and on the internet for years, there have been like J. Cole fans and Kendrick fans who've been begging for them to do a duo album.
Right.
So, this is the closest that if I'm going to get to getting J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar doing an album with Kendrick Lamar just doing the hook on the song. Yeah, West Coast, Gemini's in the building. Well, I ain't a Gemini, but...
I'm a Gemini, Jim Gang.
Oh, okay, my bad, dog. Again, that's why it's my
Jim
nigga, dog. Yeah.
Jim Gang, we in here.
Arizona, nigga, that's right, but it was June 16th?
Yeah, June 16th. I know so, because
my... Same day as
the late pop, man. You know what I'm saying? My motherfucking dog.
But yeah, what was I saying? So anyway, the album was dope. I would say... Like, them niggas sound, I ain't gonna front. Them niggas sound like, man, JC said, happy belated.
Appreciate it, partner.
I might crack a joke, but I'm gonna let it slide. I'm gonna let JC live, man. I'm gonna support, man. Salute. It's gonna sound sacrilegious. But I got like a Dungeon Family vibe from the album.
Yeah.
A lot of people gonna be like,
Dungeon Family?
Like, not in the sense of they don't sound like Dungeon Family. I just felt that vibe.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So they don't sound, ain't nobody sound like CeeLo or Cujo, none of that shit. But just as far as being a collector, because it's almost like a dark
sound,
album.
Sound like great. It does sound like greatness.
Yeah, yeah.
When you mention them in the same, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to give them that props, but yeah. So don't get it confused. I'm not saying... You gonna listen to the album, you're gonna be like, oh shit, this sounds like soul food. But as far as, you know what I'm saying, them coming in, spitting shit, you know what I'm saying, and just having that collective and pretty much everybody with that fire, they did that shit. Speaking of having that fire, the next album came out, my man Westside Gunn out of Buffalo, you know what I'm saying? He dropped an album, Fly God, It's an Awesome God, you know what I mean?
Never heard of him.
Yeah, he's some cats out of Buffalo. They remind me of, like, Wu-Tang. More so, if you take Raekwon and Ghostface Killah, like, that whole swag.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Again, don't crucify me.
Gracious of Ice.
Right. Gracious of Ice. Yeah. If you like Gracious of Ice,
yeah,
you're like West Side Gun, Beanie the Butcher, and the whole Griselda clique or whatever. But, yeah, man, it was a dope project. Again, I still stand by my assessment that I like Benny the Butcher the best out of everybody in that clique. But, you know what I'm saying, what's God gonna kill? That shit. And I think, if I'm not wrong, Steph, if you're watching, correct me, I think he had Raekwon on the intro. So, you know what I'm saying, the God, bless the God, and there you go. So, y'all definitely check that out, man. What's God gonna fly God is an awesome God. And then the third album was Jaden Smith, Will Smith's son, with Ayers. I don't know if I pronounced that right, but it's basically the backwards version of his first album, which was Fear. So he just flipped the words, flipped the letters around. It's really more so on some, like, really new school, like, trippy electro pop hip hop.
I ain't never heard that from him.
That is.
I know who J. Cole is and stuff like that,
right.
But like, who these is from Buffalo? What their name is again?
Dua's other album is West Side Gun.
West Side Gun.
And the name of the clique or the record label is Griselda Records.
Yeah, I never heard
of
that.
Which is named after Griselda Blanco, who's the queen pin.
I gotta do my own work.
Yeah,
now,
man. But yeah, also too, they signed the City Records.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. But they like some real hardcore like New York niggas.
Yeah.
And they signed the Eminem. So, but yeah, James Smith, which of course is Will Smith's son or whatever, the one he got with Jada. It's straight. If you like the, because he got Tyler the Creator on there, so it's kind of that vibe, but a lot more poppy. You know what I mean? But it's straight. Like I didn't really get a chance to really digest it, but. It was a decent listen, you know what I mean? So, I fuck with it. Not something I probably gonna holler at, like, all the time. Especially since you got so many hard albums that came out. You got Freddie Gibbs, his shit was hard. Benny the Butcher shit was hard. You got West Side Gun shit was hard. So, it's just like, I don't know if I can listen to a little ding, 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 ding. I'm feeling kind of hood right now.
I've got that in your bed right now.
Right. Man, you shut the fuck up, nigga. Hey, love ass nigga. You like that deep, nigga. But y'all check that out, man. You check out those three albums. There's a couple more albums that came out, but I didn't get a chance to get to them because I'm trying to listen to other stuff on the podcast, so. Is what it is. In other news, ASAP Rocky was arrested and detained in Switzerland for assault. Apparently, some dudes was, like, following his crew. You know what I'm saying? They tried to have him, like, fall back. Dude, they fell back, so they whooped his ass. So,
Bro. Man, I know what it feel like to be in the Leon County jail.
Right.
I ain't trying to be locked up in Switzerland.
Right. You know what I mean? You're international. And you're losing money.
You're
supposed to be at a festival on Sunday. They said they're going to lock him down for 2 weeks until they finish the investigation.
You know how they treat their prisoners over there.
I don't know. Sweden, he may be kind of straight, though.
You think so?
European, especially the Northern European countries, they treat they prisoners and a lot better than the United States.
Okay.
So he may be straight. It's just the fact that he's losing money. But also, too, I was about to say, rappers really got to be careful in regards to going over to Europe and getting in trouble. Because usually Europe is a good spot rappers because they love rap. They only get it so many times. So you usually get a lot of love when you go over to Europe. Mm-hmm. But I was just thinking about Freddie Gibbs. So
they
got
that. Did he get past that?
But it was like, I think, I don't know how long he was over there, but he was there for a minute.
He was there for a minute, yeah.
Right.
I know he was.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, niggas get to be more careful,
yeah,
dog.
I forgot about that until you just mentioned it and brought that back up. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Got to be careful over there.
So, yeah, man. So, ain't gonna front. I hate the whole free somebody shit. But in this case,
Free ASAP, man.
I think it's legit because he posted. He was like, "Yo, this dude following us, whatever." Like he posted on Instagram, and then the shit went down.
Wow.
So right now, I got a tendency to believe in ASAP on that shit. What else? Nah, this is gonna be crazy. This is gonna be crazy news.
Let it happen.
Yeah, man. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. y'all see Lloyd ain't up on the news. I'm kind of afraid Lloyd's gonna be like,
what?
Okay, all right. I'm gonna say pause before I even announce this, but I respect the man. All right, Lil Nas X.
That ain't news. I know about
you it. You already know?
Yeah,
Lil Nas X has came out the closet. My man said that he is a gay man. And it is what it is. That's how I feel. Some people feel like they already knew because apparently before he blew up, he was already like a Nicki Minaj, like, saying he was a bard.
Yeah.
So, like, ain't too many straight men.
No damn bard.
Right. Like, that's really on Nicki Minaj's tits, if you will.
Yeah.
But no, so some people said they kind of knew, but he came out, it was the end of Pride Month, which was in June.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he thought it was obvious because if you look at his album cover, he has, like, he has buildings, and then he got colors that lit up.
Mm-hmm.
They have, there's a building that has a rainbow color. So, now, honestly, I think it's more than that, because, like, it was another building that had the colors for transsexuals.
I didn't know no real, so, he shouldn't feel comfortable playing that song.
Nah, man. What? No, he, no. My man said, he said the song is strictly about horses. It's not no subtle shit.
Yeah.
I don't believe him. Hell, for my sake.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
The man said the song is about horses. So if he says it's about horses, I'm going to believe that it's about horses.
Okay.
Okay. Come on, Lo, man. Come on, Lo.
Hey, what can I say?
What is it? No, but that's the thing. That's my thing. At the end of the day, if you thought the song was jamming beforehand, it is what it is. Like,
you're giving it I'm looking at it totally different.
But it don't. My thing is this. It shouldn't matter. Like, I don't. If I also too, if he came out, he said, "Look, there's no subtle stuff behind it." If the song is what it is, rather, he was gay then.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So if I was jamming to it, no matter what I know now, if I was still jamming to it, I'm jamming to it. Now, if I thought it was whack, yeah, I'm still thinking it's whack.
I'll tell you the truth, dog. I'm going to be honest with you.
No doubt.
You know what? I ain't going to say that. I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to hold my peace this time. I'm going to hold my peace this time.
No. I don't mean.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep my peace.
We got some more.
You want a drink?
I told you it's gonna be great.
We got some more.
We gonna stay on this low.
Move along, man.
But nah, okay. But I'm gonna say this. This coming from me, Nick myself. Look, man, don't treat that man or anybody else for that matter any different. And matter of fact, I think people may got some shit fucked up in that a lot of people saying that he is like the first gay rapper to go number one. He may not be, because if the news that Tyler Creator came out with, Tyler said he even kissed boys before, and his album went number one prior, or at least the album did. So, hey, it is what it is. But I think at the end of the day, it don't matter, at least to me, it don't matter what niggas doing. You got dope music, you got dope music. I'd rather have 10 gay rappers coming with dope-ass music than dealing with one whack-ass nigga who getting pussy, honestly. Because at the end of the day, it's for me, it's about the music. So,
that's right. Man, what does it matter whether you're gay or not?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Stop trying to make this gay thing so fucking big, bro.
Right.
Like, I get tired.
But honestly, I think what Lil Nas X, though, like, he takes so much shit in stride. Like, I don't even think, like, I honestly don't think he did the shit just to be on some, like, publicity shit or to put it out. I think he just kind of, like, on some, like, fuck it. You know what I mean?
I'm just getting tired of it, though. Like, they're making it way too big. Like, hey, bro, if you gay, man, be gay. Go live your life. You feel me?
What?
You know what I'm saying? I don't like how they publicize it so much. Like, I kind of get tired of it. You feel me?
I see what you're saying. In one instance, I get it. You know what I'm saying? Because it seemed like, It's almost everywhere. It's like, look, I'm not the one who hates you.
But motherfuckers been gay.
Right. So
motherfuckers been gay. Why is such a big deal?
But understand, I take it from us being, you know what I'm saying, black folks.
Right.
We've been black.
Right.
But we also know there's been a time where people put us down and made us look crazy because we were black.
Right, right.
So when we come out, and sometimes when we kind of overdo the blackness, like we did Black Panther.
Yeah.
Like,
what you mean, Black Panther the movie or Black Panther the movement?
The movie. Okay, you know, okay, everybody was going to the movies and wearing like African attire. Like, some people was like, oh, yeah, y'all overdoing it.
Mm-hmm.
But we overdid it because it's been so long and so it's been so long that people have been putting us down,
mm-hmm,
for being black.
Right.
So that when we come out and say, look, I'm proud of being black, Right. I'm going to overdo the shit because of all the years that y'all told us that we were dirty, we were dumb, we were stupid, we were this, we were that. So I'm going to overdo it to overcome that shit.
Right, right.
That's what it was with gay niggas. You know what I'm saying? For so long, oh, you sweet, you nasty, you the reason we got AIDS, you the reason why, you know, this, that, and the third. So they overdo it because for so long, they've been the butt of jokes. They've been the reason why shit been happening. So it's like, okay, let us overdo it to kind of compensate the times that y'all been putting us down.
But people still don't feel the way they feel, though, regardless. Ain't nothing you can do to change that. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I say, like, it's gone too far. It's overboard now. You feel me?
I can see that, but I'm just saying that's why they go with the overboard.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? So, but at the end of the day, I ain't saying you
got
to grow up.
I ain't got no problem
with
you.
Right.
I'm straight. As long as you don't disrespect me, I'm okay.
No, but to me, I feel like that's a real argument. You know what I'm saying? But in the regards to, like, respecting the fact that we straight.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no, if I say I'm straight, like, I'm straight. Don't try to question my shit just because or whatever. Cause matter of fact, I seen something on Twitter, you know what I'm saying? It was like, somebody was like, if a dude had a problem with a gay person in the room, yeah, that may mean they gay because,
no.
And it's like, no, I responded to it. I was like, it's not that they got a problem with a person being gay.
It's just uncomfortable, bro. Like,
no, but my thinking is, we as dudes, we know how it is when a chick in the room, what we may be thinking.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We may check out and be like, damn, sure they got fat ass, whatever, whatever. And maybe we're going to holler at her, or maybe we're going to do shit to her, but we're going to, like, check out and think this shit. So to think that you're on the flip side of that, like, that's some new shit. Like, oh, shit. If I know as a nigga, if I see a chick, I'm going to check her out. If this nigga gay, I'm thinking this nigga checking me out, and that's going to make me feel the way it's because I'm not used to being checked out like that.
Being gay, we get it. It's accepted.
Right.
It's accepted. Okay.
Right.
But stop throwing it in our face.
Right.
Stop putting it in our face. Like, me, myself, I always looked at it like, I don't ever want to be walking to the park with my little son, you feel me?
Right.
And you know what I'm talking about? And he messing around and he happened to look and see two men kissing.
Right.
If that ain't what I want for him, like, yeah, I'm going to feel some type of problem.
But I say this, and I'm challenging my man. I can do this because it's my man. It's my homie. Uh-huh. We can have this real discussion because, you know, at the end of the day, we got love for each other. But I say this. Let's say you saw a man and a woman kissing. Would you want him to see that?
A man and woman kissing?
Grown people.
Yeah, I'd be more comfortable with it. You probably don't see me and your mama kissing, so you get it.
But I guess at the end of the day, let's say he see that and he still turn gay. But on the flip side, let's say he see two dudes kissing. But let's say this. Let's say he see two dudes kissing,
uh-huh.
But he still come out straight.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I hear where you're coming from.
Yeah. So in that case, I guess I understand.
But we know it all started. It all started with me, though, at the house, though. Point blank
period. Right.
Point blank period, you know what I'm saying?
But, again, I don't think – so we have to be mindful. I get what you're saying. I get what you're coming for. And I know your heart.
Like, my thing is saying, like, listen, people being gay since the beginning of time.
Right.
Since way back.
Right.
I just don't like how they just be trying to throw it in. I think accept this and accept. It's been accepted.
Right.
what are they talking about?
Yeah, you got
what are they talking
about? Yeah.
For real.
Yeah. Yeah.
Person gay is just gay. Like,
but I guess, again, even with that, and we're going to go ahead to the next song, but I think even with that, I think even though you get it, I get it,
right,
there's still some motherfuckers that be on some hateful shit. So right. they trying to fight that. So yeah. I think really, okay. I think we just have to look at it as, yeah, it's an inconvenience. Yeah, it may seem like, God damn, I'm hearing this shit again.
Yeah.
But if you understand what they trying to do, kind of get to the point where you just brush it to a side and you're just like, all right, y'all fighting a battle. Y'all against me because I get it. I don't give a fuck. But it's some people that really get fucked up about it. You know what I'm saying? It's motherfuckers is dying. You feel me?
Right.
Also, it's motherfuckers going out killing motherfuckers for the fact that they just gay, which is some bullshit. So it's like, that's towards them and those, like, not you that say, hey, I really don't give a fuck either way.
Me, myself, I'm ready to change subject.
Yeah, it's that time. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So look, hey, this real shit. We building. This my man. So boom, we gonna get this shit. King Red gonna be mad as fuck. Like, why y'all talk about this shit and then go to my song?
That's some bullshit, man.
But yo, we gonna go to King Red, Brick Filet.
Shout out to King Red too. I like that Brick Filet.
Word.
I like that, bro.
This is Brick Filet King Red. I'm gonna think myself out. You got time, baby.
Hey, look, see you be fucking with everybody. Where I come from, it be dead bodies. When you for real, you don't talk about it. Talk to him right quick. Hey, I am that nigga they talk about. Pack out arenas, they selling out. Hold this your dog, he be selling out. When I had work, I was selling out. Learn how to move, I know air route. I'm by the bag, fuck clout. South side, I'm on Orange Ave, green like your man, so he can carry it out. Say what you want, nigga, where the money? Where's them hoes that be fucking something? I like a bitch with some ass on her. Know that little bitch, she from Sarasota. I call her Mary like marijuana. Bitch, I ain't shit, fuck a married woman. Bust out the door like a mini me. Almost died for the head, it was killing me. I go to war with like everybody. So tag him to burn him, you never find him. Kidnap, fuck your bitch, you'll never find him. She sing on that dick, make the label sign her. I go to work with like everybody. So tag him to burn him, you never find him. Kidnap, fuck your bitch, you'll never find him. She sing on that dick, make the label sign her. I walk in the club, I'm already drunk. Can't dump with these niggas, can't fake the funk. You bought it with key, that same energy. You niggas ain't real, ain't feeling it. You niggas ain't shooting, ain't killing shit. Look at the bag, I'm so nigga rich. I stop a finger, you'll make it hit. I ain't even have to shoot shit. Low key, I'm kinda serious. Free JT, period. I like a crazy little rude bitch. I make her chew up the whole dick. I make her eat up the whole clip. Baby daddy eat the whole clip. Say I got him, boy, you know I lied. He ain't even get the whole zip. I go to war with like everybody. So tag him to burn him, you never find him. Kidnap, fuck your bitch, you'll never find her. She sing on that dick, make the label sign her. I go to work with like everybody. So tag him to burn her, you never find her. Kidnap, fuck your bitch, you'll never find her. She sing on that dick, make the label sign her. I'm fresher than you on my night clothes. Got your bitch on her knee while I strike a pole. Running this shit like a CEO. Snapchat, fuck that shit, I need a video. Niggas lost, don't know where to go. Smell exhaust, I'm already gone. Street nigga with a lot of cash. Fuck a paper tag, it's already bought. Niggas broke, it is not my fault. Same hours, money, dope and power. You weren't in the shit, you was in the crib. Watching Fresh Print, watching Uncle Phil. You know what it is, you know how we live. That's the main reason you ain't over here. Yo, my channel freezer, watch him pull a bill. Watch him stop it still when I leave the crib. Nigga, break. I go to war with like everybody. So tag him to burn him, you never find him. Kidnap, fuck your bitch, you'll never find her. She sing on that dick, make the label sign her. I go to work with like everybody. So tag him to burn him, you never find him. Kidnap, fuck your bitch, you'll never find her. She sing on that dick, make the label sign her. I go to war with like everybody. So tag him to burn him, you never find him. Kidnap, fuck your bitch, you'll never find her. She sing on that dick, make the label sign her. I go to work with like everybody. So tag him to burn him, you never find him. Kidnap, fuck your bitch, you'll never find her. She sing on that dick, make the label sign her.
And we're back. This is the Enigma Self Hours, boy, Enigma September. That was my man King Red with Brick Filet. No, let's do it.
Did I say Brick Filet? Did you play Brick Filet, bro?
Oh, shoot.
Oh, Lord.
I can't tell either. That may not have been Brick Filet. I don't think that was Brick Filet. Let me tell you back. I think that was War. I apologize. That wasn't Brick Filet. That was War. I think I wrote the wrong thing down on the thing. Brick Filet is still dope. I think you got video for it. So if you're on YouTube, just search King Red, Red with two D's, pause. look all his videos. Matter of fact, he was recording a video last week, right before we did the hip-hop showcase. You should have been there. I'm mad at y'all. Y'all lied to me, all of y'all. Y'all weren't there. Y'all owe me. Anyway, I know you did a video shoot before then because my man Chad Rhymes was at a video shoot. King Red doing the same. But right now, I got the one, the only, my homeboy, my brother from another mother, motherfucking Tony Cash in the building. What's up, playboy?
What it do, baby? 850, baby. You know it.
All day, every day. All right, so the interesting thing is you were a guest on the original Nick Marcel Hour. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Actually, I think it was 9 years ago, almost exactly 9 years ago.
Yeah, nine, maybe 10.
Yeah.
Could have been.
Yeah, it was nine. Yeah, it was 2010.
Yeah, 2010, the damn show did.
Yeah, because right. I was looking on YouTube. I found I tried to screenshot it, but I couldn't get a clear picture. It was you and Devin on stage. I think it was at Big Daddy's.
Yeah. Wild Night. Yeah, they're going to say that's Wild Night, man. Shout out to that boy Charles G, though. You feel me? Like Charles G, man, from what I see, looks to be a successful lawyer now. You feel me?
Yeah.
So, man, big shout out to Charles G, man, from recovering from that.
that incident right there, you know?
Oh, that was that night?
Yeah.
All right, so, Ben, so those that don't know, there was a showcase at a spot. It used to be called Big Daddy's.
Big Daddy.
Over on West Tennessee Street here in Tallahassee. I remember being in there. I remember being in the spot.
Yeah.
People was rocking the stage, whatever. But I remember noticing that, A, they have nobody checking the door. No pat down. And normally, hip-hop joints, you know what I'm saying, it's not really an issue at hip-hop joints. But then I started realizing it was a lot of goon niggas in there. Right. So I was like, bro, it's too many goon niggas in here not to have a pat down.
Uche, Quincy, Havana, what? It was, yeah. That night, it kind of got swollen in there that night.
Right. It got swollen that night.
It was swollen, it was smoky in there, all that. So
I was in the building. That's what it was. Living Live came in on Mike Bliss.
Yeah.
Mike Bliss was just getting hot then, you know, on the timeline. I think he was the newest artist on their label right then at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, my spider senses, I was like, yo, I'm from the slide. So, I remember my boys SBE performed. I remember this group, Butter Clouds or Butter something. They was on some, like, trippy, like, Andre 3000 shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I waited for you to perform. I think you and, like, what was my man, Solo.
Yeah.
But whatever. But I just remember I was like, all right, all my people didn't perform. I'm from the slide. I mean, I got to the crib. Dang, I can't forget. I can't remember old girl name. But I remember she hit me up on Twitter. And she was like, yo, what the fuck happened at Big Daddy's? I'm like, I'm at home. And that's when I heard, like, buddy, I got popped or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, lit off in the middle of the club, boy. Yeah, I was ducking. I ain't going to even lie to you, boy.
Right.
Boy, I was trying to find safety, boy.
You hear me? What?
Right.
Gunshots going off in the club, man. I'm trying to find safety like everybody else, boy.
Right.
I got people to get home, too.
You know right, exactly. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, buddy survived or whatever, you know what I'm saying, thankfully, you know what I mean? Just a terrible series of events. But, yo, that's how I have the history. So, all you youngins, you learn something. You're going to talk to something already by Tallahassee, unfortunately. But, no, nah, man, so, I mean, you've been doing this thing for a minute. You know what I'm saying?
For a minute, man. I actually love it, man. I love it, man, straight up. I don't think I'm going to ever stop doing it. You know what I'm talking about? I don't think only death can keep me away from it.
Right. Yeah, I was going to ask because, again, I said it before earlier in the podcast, you know what I'm saying? Like, we graduated at the same time.
Yeah.
And this is probably the closest we're going to get to a reunion. Because clearly.
I'm never going to think we run into each other regularly, though, out there in the world, in the streets, though.
I'm saying, as far as the class, you know what I mean? Hopefully, I know Devin was trying to pull something together. I hope he's going through with that.
Right.
Right now, it's looking kind of crazy.
Right, I think I recall seeing him put something up about that, though.
Yeah.
I think I recall that.
So, but being that, you know what I'm saying, you know, being out of high school, we're going to tell it straight up, it is what it is. We went to high school 20 years.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I know a lot of people look at me like I'm crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So
why are they looking at you like I'm crazy?
It's been 20 years since I've been 18. I'm still out here ripping and rapping, hosting shows and doing podcasts.
It's a passion, man. You feel me? It's a passion. You just can't let it go. I mean, look at the Big Daddy Kane. You know what they are. What you think Big Daddy Kane is right now? About 60?
Yeah.
They ain't let it go.
Right.
They ain't looking too short.
Right.
Too short ain't let it go.
Right.
Man, it's a passion. It's the love for it, man. Ain't no age on art, man. You feel me? You don't put an age limit on art, man. You
preach.
Straight up. So that's what they need to know. It ain't about age. I know last time I was on, I was like, it was a young man game. You feel me? I was a young man at the time, you feel me? I was a young man at the time. But look at me now. I done got a little age on me, but I still love it, dog, and I feel like I'm still great at it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. And you are. I mean, you out here doing videos, you know what I'm saying, putting out product or whatever. So I'm proud of you.
Appreciate it.
You know what I mean? And, yeah,
no.
Basically, fuck y'all.
Yes, <Yeah, thank> me.
Fuck y'all.
All right, so I had another question, old school question.
Uh-huh.
Nah, we old school, dog.
Here we go, man.
Know that, right?
I ain't old school, man.
We old school, dog.
I ain't old school, man. It's going to make me feel like I'm old. I'm going to do it, man. I ain't old.
JT Money or Trick Daddy?
Yeah. But I'm going to say, damn, boy, you throw the tough one then, boy.
Oh, I told you.
Wow.
Yo, matter of fact, why is he tripping it
up? Yeah, man, that's
check it out. Those who's listening, let us know. JT, if you watching, appreciate you, bro. JT Money or Trick? Who y'all think? Who y'all fucking with?
And that's a tough one, man. I ain't got no answer for that.
All right. Did I tell you what I thought you were going to say?
JT Money.
Exactly.
Yeah. I know it, but, like, I had to think about, like, Trick, though, man. Like, Trick had an impact on us as Florida dudes, period, growing up. You feel me? His impact was very strong. You feel me?
JT Money was more like, that was like my older brother them era. You feel
right,
me?
Right.
He was like
right,
my older
right.
brother them era. You feel me?
Right.
But when you go back and listen to JT, you can see why them niggas fuck with JT. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right.
But Trick, man, shit, man. Trick was everything to a young nigga back
right.
then, man.
Right.
You feel me?
Nah, the only reason I was thinking you'll say JT is because of the style. You know what I'm saying? I feel your style was more.
Me and his style similar. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I could hear it sometimes, though. You know what I'm saying?
I just know, like,
I'm on LG.
Like you said, you know, JC said JT. I ain't gonna front. It is tough, because like you said, Trick did so much, especially with us. You know, like, he blew up when we was, like, coming out of school.
Coming out of school.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, me and Marlon went to the record shop. I said record shop, like an old ass man. Went to Sam Goody, nigga. It was no Tidal. It was no Apple Music. I remember we went to Sam Goody or whatever, and I remember I listened to the Raz Cash shit, West Coast, and he listened to Trick. But we end up like buying the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up buying the Trick Daddy shit. End up buying Thug.com.
www.thug.com.
He ended up buying the Raz Cash shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the first albums I ever bought. You felt like you had got the best.
Yeah, and then did
the best thing. Right. You made the best decision, man. You said you brought the Trick out?
I don't know.
That's
Raz Cash shit was kind of.
Raz Cash was lyrical. That shit didn't go hard. Yeah, man. So, but on the flip side, like, I think I was on Twitter, and I think somebody said something. Now, I do think technically, JT is the better rapper. But then somebody was like, it's hard because Trick had the hits. You know, this is another thing that got me, too, because I seen somewhere that Who That Joint?
Uh-huh.
That shit was like number one for like a record amount of time or some shit.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like JT had like a hit, a couple of hits.
Right.
But of course, Trick had bigger impact, especially at that time.
Trick had a team behind him, too, though.
True.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Trick had a team behind him, too. He had Trina. You know what I'm talking about? Dudes Poppin'. You had
right.
Trey Plus C. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. He had a team behind him, too. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, man. I put both of them up here, though, like, you feel me? And the nigga part of the Four Fathers, dog.
Yeah.
They part of the Four Fathers, part of Florida, though. You feel me?
Right.
Part of Florida, though. Luke, you know what I'm saying? You talk about big time dudes, man. Luke, JT, Trickin'. Man, listen there, man. I'm always paying homage to them people, man.
True.
Straight up, man. I always pay homage. Brother Marquise. What a name.
So, flip it back. I thought this would be an interesting question for you.
Mm-hmm.
But now, but regardless, you know what I'm saying, we got older or whatever, and in that, you know what I'm saying, you're a family man, you know what I'm saying, you got two shoulders, you know what I mean? Oh, yes, oh, my bad.
I got six. And like,
wait, hold on, low. What's going on?
I got six, man. I love her like I love man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got six. Oh, I thought you had popped off six. Oh,
no, man.
I get two. I'm cutting my shit off.
You cutting it off?
Yeah, snip real quick.
You gotta love them babies, though, man. Them babies keep you motivated, though, man. I ain't even lie to you, though. You feel me? Like, every morning, them days when I feel like, man, I be wanting to give up and just, I don't want to do nothing, boy, they'll fuck around and text my phone.
Right.
Good morning, Daddy. Love you, Daddy. Powering back up again, you feel me? Because you know what you're doing it for, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, like, man, I love, man, them babies, man, I love all of them. All six of them.
Right.
Love all of them, man. So, yeah, family man.
I respect that. I think you like me. You got your shorty. You got your daughter. I was like, that's low.
My baby girl.
I think your baby girl.
Baby girl.
I was like, that's you. I know you look at her like I look at McKenzie like, nigga, that's me. That's me as a girl. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, my oldest one though, like, she looked like me. I can see that though. You know what I'm saying? I can see what everybody's talking about when they say like that's your twin. Like when I look at her, like from the way she smiles to, you know what I'm saying? Even her personality.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like I see it. Like I know that for a fact. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, everything like me, bro.
So how it is about, you know what I'm saying, in regards to balancing, you know, being the father. You know what I'm saying? Out here grinding, but they also, you know what I'm saying, getting this music. Like, how do you balance all of that?
That's the tough thing that come with you. You feel me? Like when you down hard, like you know you got to pay your bills, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know you got to pay your bills. You know what I'm talking about? You know child support on you. You feel me?
Right.
You know what I'm talking about? So like, man, at one point I wasn't too good with it, and one of my friends he came to me and he told me one time, man, you feel me? He was like, bro, you know, with this music, boy, at one point, you're going to have to choose between your family and this music.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Me, hard-headed, can't tell me nothing. Nigga, I'm going to take both of them. I ever have both of them. You ain't going to tell me no different.
Right.
But it is a challenge trying to balance the two, though.
Yeah.
It really is a challenge, though. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, hey, I just do what I do, man. I just do what I do, and things turn out the way they turn out, you know? Yeah.
All right. So, Ben, we're going to go ahead, man, feel how my man do. We're going to play these two tracks, you know what I'm saying? And then we're going to come back. We're going to see what legacy he want to leave. And then also, too, how y'all can get in contact with him so y'all can support him. So we're going to get at going at that bag.
Yes, sir.
And then we'll hit y'all with tonight.
Tony Cash
is in the building. This is the Nick Myself Hour. You got time, baby.
Pedal to the floor, full thought about bitch, I'm gone. Full thought about bitch, I'm gone. Pedal to the floor, full thought about bitch, I'm gone. I'm gone. Bitch, I'm going at that bag. 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 Bye, bitch, I'm gone. Pedal to the floor, full thought about bitch, I'm gone. I'm gone. If the check ain't right, hold you need to leave me down. I'm going at that bag. 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 Bye, bitch. I'm gone, 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 gone. Better to the floor for a thought about bitch. I'm gone, I'm gone, I'm gone, I'm gone. If the check ain't right, hold you need to leave me down. Tony Cat. A trailer park nigga with hella swag. Going hard for that bag. To make sure my children will never lag. They say that I fell off, imagine that. Them haters gon' hate, I'm aware of that. They study my moves and they copy them. I see on my people, I'm watching them. Get your baby mama like a free throw. Along with that, give me some deep throat. If I don't get my hands on the C-notes, I'm bound to get records like Rico. Fuck Robin Peter just to pay Paul. A nigga gotta make this rap shit pay off. Gotta get it from the land, no days off. Can't do big shit when you think small. Cut it, bitch.
bitch off like a light switch. If she ain't got no hustle, I'm a flight bitch. Boy, I know about sacrifices and going through financial crisis. I gotta succeed, I'm after this cheese. Got plans, got dreams, captain of the team. If you want the same thing as me, then you should just follow my lead. We going at that bag, going at that bag.
Walking to the schoolhouse with a pocket full of guap, 22 in my sock, fuck a fight, get shot. Ninth grade, it was all about a clean that bop with the 30s and bow, four 12s in the back. Bean down the block, like a pictures off the wall. Skip first, spin, head straight to the mall. Come back at the lunch, check the flex on them hard. JT money, real niggas run the yard. Pussy nigga wants sympathy, get a hallmark car. I'ma empty the 40 and let the AR talk. You'll get thuggin' and pepper before a nigga on the wall. Before you give it the cat, look at the sack, boy, bro. RP, little new, young nigga will get off. Yeah, going at that bag. Bitch, G.O., no brace for the can. She hide in the ass out of smash. You can get touched for the bad, where's that, bitch? Ayy, going at that bad, bitch, G.O., no brakes for the cash, bitch. She hide in the ass out of smash. You can get touched for the bad, where's that, bitch? Ayy,
going at that bad, going at that bad.
Since I got a thing for her, but I can also say she got a thing for me. It was understood and got to be explained to me. Her house is not a happy home, obviously. If it was, then she wouldn't be right here with me. Smoking, drinking, chuckling, and feeling free. Check out everything from politics to poetry. Trying to keep myself composed. But I see she's in her comfort zone. Her boyfriend, blowing up the telephone. Not knowing she ain't coming home. I'm thinking about running up and shouting, no protection. Her pretty face and skin tone, the source of my erection. The moment's just too hot to resist, baby, so sexy. 100 missed calls from a man and she ain't spending.
I say the night is the night. I make you feel alright. I put good dick in your life. Seem like she with it, so I'm feeling we gon' go there, we gon' go there. Okay, that look she giving me right now. Insinuating that it's going down.
It's going down.
Dirty numbers running through my mind. Like after 68 on 69. If what's taking place right now's a crime. I'ma do my time and won't drop a dime. We both caught up in the web of lust. Once we get started, won't be no stopping or slowing. Trying to keep myself composed. But I see she's in her comfort zone. Her boyfriend, blowing up her telephone. McCody, Cokins, yeah, he gon' be home alone. And now she's coming out of dress. But naked, approaching me on all fours like a lioness. Climbed on top and straddled me, then started kissing on my neck. Telling me how bad she wanted me, I guess you
I'm
know
thinking
the rest.
I'm running up and shouting, no protection. Her pretty face and skin tone, the source of my erection. The moment's just too hot to resist, baby, so sexy. 100 missed calls from a man and she ain't sweating.
I say the night is the night. I make you feel alright. I put good dick in your life. Seem like she with it, so I'm feeling we gon' go there.
I say the night is the night.
I make you feel alright.
I put good dick in your life. Seem like she with it, so I'm feeling we gon' go there, we gon' go there.
I'm trying to get you unbanned, dog. Alright, we back. This is the You Think What's Up hour. It's my fam. It's my fam, Tony Cash. That was his joint tonight. And get into the bag. Again, if y'all want to know what we're talking about coming in, check out YouTube. YouTube.com/YouNickMyself. 927, you'll get that. YouTube viewers, if you want to listen to the music, again, the podcast will be opened up on Monday, and you'll get that on your podcast. So, about to wrap it up, you know what I'm saying, a couple minutes or whatever. Like I said, I want to know what legacy you're trying to leave in regards to this rap shit.
Oh, man. I just want to be a great when it's all said and done, you feel me? It's all said and done, man. I just want to leave some behind for the people to, like, they can, I want them to feel that happiness. I want them to feel that pain. You feel me? I want them to feel that struggle. I want to feel them good times, them that, you know what I'm talking about, the high life. I want them to get all of that from me, all aspects of the game, you feel me? You know what I'm talking about? I want them to see my creativity. I want them to see my growth. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it's all about. You know what I'm talking about? And before we start, we were finna slide up out of here.
Yeah.
Hey, before we get up out of here, man, before we get up out of here, man, if y'all would, man, find it in the kindness of y'all heart, man, to go to Just Fund Me, look for Jessica Hudson, you feel me? Right now they're doing a fundraiser for my road girl, for my road girl, you know what I'm talking about, but it's for her. And her son, you know what I'm talking about? Right now, her son has inabilities, you know what I'm saying? And she don't have a vehicle to get her back and forth from his appointments, you know what I'm talking about? So the goal is to reach $6,000. $6,000 will get them this van, and it's a special made van for him to fit in, you feel me, because of his inabilities, you know what I'm talking about? If y'all would find the kindness in y'all heart, man, to go to that Just Fund Me and fund, you know what I'm talking about?
And what's the name again?
Jessica Hudson.
Alright, so you put it in Jessica Hudson.
It's been in Jessica Hudson. Okay. Yeah.
Alright, so yeah, if y'all interested, man, do that. Search Jessica Hudson. It's a GoFundMe.
GoFundMe, yeah. Look for Carrie Whitehead, too. Okay. Carrie Whitehead, that's the mother.
Okay. Yeah. So Jessica Hudson.
Yeah.
Carrie Whitehead. Y'all look that up. You know what I'm saying? Shoot that decades or whatever. Also, too, in regards to. In that regard, let's say if they got any more questions in regards to the funding and, you know what I'm saying, in regards to your music and what you're doing, how can they get in contact with you?
Man, listen, if you're looking for the funding, man, y'all can check out Carrie Whitehead on Facebook. And I think she's Carrie, no, she ain't Carrie Whitehead on Instagram, but Carrie Whitehead on Facebook. You feel me? As far as my music, you can check me out on YouTube. As far as checking for my pages, I'm Tony Cash on Facebook. I'm at The Real Tony Cash on Instagram.
That's Cash with a K.
Don't forget that there, Cash with a K.
Also, too, I have his contact information down below on the YouTube joint, so y'all can make sure to check it out. And also to the podcast listeners, the notes that come with the podcast, the same stuff that I put on the YouTube will be on the notes for the podcast. So y'all should be able to get low information from there, and we'll go from there. Again, it's Tony Cash, TonyKash. You know what I mean? So, my man, you got anything popping for the future?
Man, listen, I got a new video coming pretty soon.
Okay.
Coming pretty soon, you feel me? I'm just trying to figure out which one I really want to do, but y'all can see a video pretty soon within, like, the next, in the next month or so.
All right, what's your YouTube page?
A YouTube page? Oh, man,
goddamn. All right, YouTube, at the very least, just search Tony Cash.
You'll find me.
You'll find him, yeah. Tony Cash, 850. 850 is going to be somewhere in there.
Right.
You know what I mean? Poor man, JC, as he said.
Yeah, Tony, matter of fact, that's TonyCash850.mov, man. That's where you can check out some of my live performances. You know what I'm talking about?
No doubt. All right, JC said you some clean music. If not, if you ain't got nothing clean, I can clean it. Not get it to him or whatever.
Right.
So salute to JC for looking out. Yeah, man, what's up? Man, I appreciate you, bro.
Yes, sir, man. I appreciate you for having me, man.
No doubt. Like I said, yeah, man, this is my bro. You know what I'm saying? If you go back over 20-plus years, my man, you know what I'm saying, held it down for me, held it down for the city. So, yeah, that's it. So, y'all make sure y'all support the man. Shout out to everybody that shows some support. Shout out to my man, JC.
Hey,
holding
JC,
it down.
No doubt, man.
They keep my bro for real, man. So, yeah, that's all we got. That's it, see? Felicia, it was super easy. Barely an inconvenience. So, we out of here. This is D. Dick, what's up? Out. Peace.
Much love to you, baby.